3 seconds left. Now we'll back up Axel into their own. We'll see where they spot this. I think they started the penalty yard from the 25, if I saw what the official was doing correctly. Yep, 15-yard line is where they'll have it. One more play before we go to the half. Wind has died down a little bit here as the sun has set. Just quarter past the 8 o'clock hour here. Wouldn't put anything past Axtell trying something real crazy here, but we will see. Nobody split out. Two men in the backfield with him. And Detweiler is just going to take a knee, and that will be the end of the half. The wild half of football. It ends up being 28-12. Axtell leads Clifton Clyde. We'll go ahead and send it back to the break, and we'll have our halftime show once again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Coming up next.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is re-shingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
KMZA.
Halftime here in Clyde. Our score, Axtell 28, Clifton Clyde 12. Jared Sluffy with you. Battle of the Eagles here in 8-man. 8-man 1. Clifton Clyde, number 3 in the state, trailing. We'll get to some of your stats here from half number 1. Let's go ahead and get right to it. Axtell had 104 yards on the ground compared to Clifton Clyde's 65. Clifton Clyde averaging 5.4 yards to carry. As for Axtell, they have 6.5 yards per carry. Axtell, they have been phenomenal over the air. Isaac Detweiler, 14 for 21, 160 yards on his game. As for Clifton Clyde, Clifton Clyde, 6 for 11 passing, 61 yards, and an interception, and a touchdown, with that interception coming from Jack Skokny, and Long getting the touchdown. And we have, let's see what else we have here. I don't know why that happened, but it was actually Clifton Clyde that is averaging 6.5 yards per carry, and Axtell averaging 5.4. It had the two teams flipped around here. I don't know how that happened, but either way, Axtell had 225 total yards of offense compared to Clifton Clyde's 165. And it's been a very fun first half of football so far, with plenty of action coming up in the second. Let's talk about individual stats now. First for Clifton Clyde, Tate Fahey, three carries for minus 5 yards. Trent Long has 13 carries for 109 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown from 16 yards out on a fourth and goal from the 16. And Trent Long, as mentioned, 6 for 10, 61 yards and a touchdown. Drayden Reed had that touchdown reception. He has 3 catches for 40 yards. Mason Slater has 1 catch for 6 yards. Peyton Fahey has 1 catch for minus 5 yards. William Haas has 1 catch for 20 yards. As for Axtell, Isaac Detweiler over the air, 14 for 21, 160 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, and 6 carries for 15 yards on the ground. Brandon Schmelsley has 4 carries for 37 yards with a rushing touchdown. He also has 4 catches for 54 yards. Eli Boxterman has 2 carries for 13 yards. He also has 3 catches for 19 yards and a touchdown. Evan Bussing has 1 catch for 14 yards, and Grady Bussing has 6 catches for 73 yards and 2 touchdowns. So the Bussing brothers have really been able to establish their presence. Even Ryland has gotten in on with a big hit earlier in the second quarter. And that has kind of been the story of the day, has been that passing game for Axtell with 165 first half yards. It's been a fun one so far. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see if we can get some of those scores from the area and also give you a recap on everything that's happened so far in half number one. It's your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
First of all, we have a website, HoltonAutoHouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
He's a great deal at
online at HoltonAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime, 28-12, Axtell leads Clifton. Clyde getting you caught up with some of the scores that are happening around the area. Lakeside defeats Logan Palco 48-0 at halftime. That game has been finalized due to the mercy rule. Also, Osborne leads Hanover 34-0 at the half. Linden leads Frankfurt 44-0 at the half. Royal Valley leads Riverside 15-7 at the half. Excuse me, at the six-man level, Wetmore defeats Peabody Burns 46-6. Sabetha leading Jefferson West 42-0 at the half with 287 yards of offense for the Blue Jays. We also have Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge there in a dogfight at the half. We are tied 14-14. The Cobras playing some very good football. Rams as well. And Houlton leads Hiawatha 34-7 at the break. And we said that Troy leads Valley Heights 28-6 at the break. So giving you an update on some of the scores that are around the area. I think that's about all that I have for you at the moment. If there's anything else that comes up, we will let you know. But also be sure to stay tuned for our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank after the game to get you caught up with all of the scores that are going on in and around northeastern Kansas. And what a game it has been here so far. A lot of offense as we expected, but some defense as well. We've seen the Axtell defense step up and make a couple stops, and we had the first stop of the half for Clifton Clyde there at the end as well. And this is a ball game as of right now. Clifton Clyde definitely could have used a score there at the end of the half. They are unable to convert, but they are still very much in this game. Again, 28-12 our score. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Also, let's go ahead and take a look at our drive summaries from today's contest. It all started with our first score of the game coming from Axtell with a 10-yard reception from Grady Bussing with 9:57 left in the first quarter. That was a 51-yard drive. They converted on the two-point conversion. And then Bussing got one again, this time from 18 yards out. That was with 6:58 left to go. Kind of looked like the route might have been on, but then Clifton Clyde responded with a fourth and goal from the 16-yard line. They got a rushing touchdown. Trent Long scrambling. Pretty much had to run 40 yards on that 16-yard touchdown with 2:02 left in the first quarter. That was a 70-yard drive, started at their own 10-yard line. They were unable to convert the two, so made it 14-6. Brendan Schmelsley got his first touchdown of the day and only one so far on a 26-yard run along the right sideline with 19 seconds left in the first quarter. No good on the PAT there. And then Clifton Clyde once again responding, making it a one-score game once again with Drayden Reed, the tight end, for Clifton Clyde on a 13-yard reception with 9:54 left to go, the first score of the second quarter. That was just a 34-yard drive, unable to convert the two. And then Axtell with a huge touchdown to get back up by two scores. It was Brockstrom on a 1-yard touchdown reception on fourth and goal from the one. Kind of a wild play. It was not a great snap. And Detweiler had to field it off to his right, bobbled it a little bit, and then it looked like he was going to pull it down right, but then he saw that Brockstrom was open in the end zone, so he kind of just flipped it to him. He didn't really have time to wind up and throw it, just kind of flipped it forward, and Brockstrom was there to make the catch, and the two-point conversion was good by Brockstrom to make it 28-12, and that is how we've gotten here. A couple stops after that as well. That was with 6:39 left in the second quarter, by far the longest we've gone in game time without a score so far. Well, we got one more half of this. I'm ready for it, as we have a few more minutes until we get you back to the action. But we'll step aside for one more time before we get you ready for the second half. Again, our score, it's Axtell 28, Clifton Clyde 12. Here on our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Did you know that prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed major cancer among men? The incidence of prostate cancer increases with age, but is almost 100% survivable if caught early. In its early stages, not everyone experiences symptoms of prostate cancer. However, you should see your doctor if experiencing any of the symptoms, including problems with passing urine, loss of bladder control, blood in the urine, or pain in the hips, lower back, and chest. If you experience any of these symptoms, please speak with your physician at your hometown Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
Got a few more scores here. As we have halftime, Axel leads Clifton Clyde 28-12 here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We got an update on that Jackson Heights game. Actually, that last score that I gave you was a little bit old because Jackson Heights is now actually up 28-14 on Pleasant Ridge as they are in the second half there. Also have Washington County leading Lynn 24-0. At the break. So a little bit of an update for you as, the Jackson Heights game, they scored two touchdowns very quickly to go up 28-14. And the Cobras off to a bit of a slow start in that one, but finally starting to pour it on as that is a very dangerous team in the Cobras that are very, very excited to see them and how they do this season. Also, we have Centralia, the Panthers, after last week's win, they are now at 48-0 on Onega, and that we also, oh, no, that was actually all that I had. But, they just added more time. It seems like I've been doing that pretty much every game, probably have to account for that next time, but our score 28-12 gets you a recap on, once again, our stats here, some of the ones that really pop out here. Trent Long on the ground, 13 carries, 109 rushing yards, and a rushing touchdown. Over the air, he's 6 for 10 with 61 yards and a passing touchdown, with Drayden Reed having 3 catches for 40 yards and a receiving touchdown. As for Axtell, of course, Isaac Detweiler, the player we're all looking at, 14 for 21 with 160 yards on his day. Grady Bussing, how about 6 catches for 73 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Axtell wideout? Eli Brockstrom also has a receiving touchdown with 19 yards. Brandon Schmelsley has 4 catches for 54 yards. He also has 37 yards and a rushing touchdown. So it has been a wild one so far, as mentioned, and it's going to even get wilder here in the second half as it's Axel and Clifton Clyde, two of some of the best teams in the state at the 8-man level. We'll take one more break, this one just 1 minute, and we'll come back with your second half. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We're about to kick this second half off. Axel leads Clifton Clyde 28-12. Taking a look at what's coming up ahead next week as we start district play. Clifton Clyde will be on the road at Washington County. Axel will be hosting Lynn. Hanover is going to be at Blue Valley Randolph. And Donovan West will be at Frankfort. Will be there for that game. That will be right here on KMZA 11-man football for you after this week. Also, taking a look at the 8-man rankings for K-Preps at 8-man 1, it's Leote, Wichita County, they are the 1. Chase County is the 2. Clifton Clyde, the 3. Little River got the win yesterday, defeating El Saline on the road, 46-14. They are at 4. South Sumner County is at 5. That's for 8-man. 2, Axtell is in 1st. Kent Galva right behind them at 2. Thunder Ridge is at 3. Victoria is at 4. And Dighton is at 5. Start to get towards district play next week. Looking forward to that as things are going to start to get serious. Not that they haven't been serious already, but even more so next week with district play starting. Start to separate some of the men from the boys. Tell you what, though, these are men out here this evening. They've been battling both teams. It's been fun to watch. Axel will kick it off. Clifton Clyde back to receive. Mason Slater back to return. And there's the boot. Slater moves to his right to field it. Hoofs it up at the 9-yard line. Goes to the middle. He's the 15 to the 20 and spun down at the 23-yard line. 14-yard return for the 5'10 senior, Mason Slater. Clifton Clyde would love to score, get back within one possession. Critical to start off well in this second half for both teams. Axel would love to get a stop, then a score, and really separate things and not let Clifton Clyde back into this ballgame. Largest lead of the game is what we're at right now, 16-point lead for Axtell. Long takes the snap in the gun. Pump fakes to his right, rolling to his left, in trouble. It's hit, he's going to be taken down for a sack. Owen Strothman came and finished it off. That is his second sack for the senior of the year. Colby Garrison, he took off downfield. He was a go route on the near side. Fahey checks in for this play. Peyton Fahey, the 5'7 sophomore halfback for Clifton Clyde. Slater split out wide to the far side. Garrison split out wide to the near side. Fahey in the backfield. Long. Signals in motion for Garrison. Looking to throw it, going deep, and tripped up and falling to the ground is Mason Slater, and it's incomplete. Didn't really have anything there. Melsley and Evan Bussing were there in coverage. It'll be third down and 10. Clifton Clyde has it from their own 23-yard line. Takes a snap, option right side, keeper, Clyde hits, and taken down, Isaac Detweiler with the tackle. And it'll be fourth down from the 27-yard line. A gain of 4. Long's 15th carry of the game, already over the 100-yard mark, got there before the break. Has 113 rushing yards now. Fourth and 5. At 36 to go in the third quarter. And they're going to go ahead and put this one away. Slater to punt it. Rolls to his right. Gives it a good boot. Backing up Detweiler. He'll return this at his own 12-yard line. Makes a man miss. Up the sideline, state of balance, goes to the middle. He's at the 20, and he gets hit and taken down at the 27. So a good return by Detweiler at 15 yards, and Axel gets a stop. And as mentioned, if Axel can get a stop and score, that would be monumental. Hard to see Clifton Clyde getting 3 scores and stops against this Axel offense. Isaac Detweiler coming out for the first time this half. Smelsley in the backfield. Brockstrom split out wide to the far side. 5 men on the line of scrimmage. Handoff. Smelsley Gets to the 30 and take it down at the 33. Gain of 6. Mentioned that Axel hasn't ran the ball a lot here. Only 12 carries in the first half as a team. 6 from Detweiler, 4 from Schmelzley, and 2 from Brockstrommet. So 2nd and 4 after the 6-yard carry from Brandon Schmelzley. Schmelzley in motion. Quarterback run, tripped up, nice tackle at the legs by Trent Long. No gain, actually might have given him a yard. So it'll be 3rd down and a long 3. Detweiler coming over after talking to his coach slash dad, Eric Detweiler, in his 10th season leading this Axel program. State champs on the line of scrimmage. Here we go. 8:50 left to go in the 3rd quarter. Detweiler in the gun. Drops back to pass. It is caught. Grady Bussing at the 40 and taken down near the 35. Grady Bussing's first reception of the second half after having 6 in that first half, moves the chains. There's a 10-yard hookup there. Spot at the 38-yard line, first completion as well for Isaac Detweiler of the second half. In Clifton Clyde territory already. Talking to his teammates about what they want to do on this one. Hand it off. Right side. Brockstrommet has a hole. There he goes. 25, 20, 15, 10, and he is gone. Touchdown. Axtell. 38-yard run by the sophomore running back, Eli Brockstrommet. It is now 34-12. Axel has their largest lead of the day. I'll go for 2 once again. Brady Bussing wide to the far side. Looking to pass, steps up, hit as he throws, but it is caught. Evan Bussing makes it 36-12. 8:33 left to go here in the 3rd quarter. Another score from Axtell. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in a moment here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
8:33 left to go here in the 3rd quarter. Axtell with another touchdown. They now lead Clifton Clyde 36-12. A 34-yard rushing touchdown by Eli Brockstrommet, his 2nd of the day. We had a reception in the first half. That drive brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Returned by Slater at his own 2-yard line. He's going to take it out. He's at the 15, goes to the far side, gets to the 20, hit there. And taken down. Return of 18 yards. We'll need to get 60 yards. Try to get this game back within reach. It is a three-score game. And certainly starting to feel like the momentum is really on Axel's side here. Some things talked about at the top of the broadcast. Can't let Axel get out to a quick lead. They did. Got to get some scores right out of the break. And before the break, and Clifton Clyde could not. And as a result, they find themselves in a bit of a pickle here. Under center, Long is going to take it after faking a handoff, and he is swallowed up in the backfield for a loss of one. Drayton Reed checks into the game after being out for that one. So it's second and 11, 7:55 to go here in the third. Long in the gun now. The first time either team have been under center. Hand off to Fahey. Taken down at the 29-yard line. Nice run. Gain of 10. Fahey is by far his longest play of the day. Puts him back in positive yardage. And they'll move the chains. So they'll say he actually picked up 11 there. The clock stops to move the chains. Not really any sense of urgency just yet. Long, quick, backwards pass. Maybe a lateral. We'll see. They'll blow it dead. That was close. Very close to being a lateral there. Later, the intended target. It's incomplete. And it is second and 10. Looked like it might have been a designed backwards pass. Maybe it's supposed to be turn into a double pass, but it ended up being closer to a lateral pass. And the officials gave Clifton Clyde the benefit of the doubt on that play. Long in the gun. Receiver split out to the far on the near side. Now Garrison goes in motion. Take it to him. Hand it off. Right side. And Fahey takes it for 3 yards on second and 10, making it third down and 7. An explosive play to kind of get the Clifton Clyde bench and fans into it again, because his place has been pretty quiet here in the second half to start. They just need a little spark. 3rd and 7 from their own 34-yard line. Long looking to go to the option far side. It is eaten up in the backfield for a loss. Owen Strassman, the senior, with a tackle for loss. That is a loss of 5. It was supposed to be an option to the left side, but there was absolutely nothing there. Axel was all over it, so Long tried to go opposite field. But the offensive line wasn't blocking that way. As a result, the defensive line for Axel was able to swarm on that play. So it's now 4th and 12 after a 5-yard loss. 6 minutes to go here in the third. So it's 4th and 12, beg your pardon. Dropping back to pass, Long. Gonna air it out, and that one's over the head of his intended target, Colby Garrison. And Long is 0-for-3 now to start out this third quarter. It's a turnover on downs. Axel with 2 stops back-to-back. First time that either team has done that today. So good field position for Axel coming up. They'll start from the Clifton Clyde 27, close to the 28. Things are looking good for Axel right now. Certainly, on paper, Axel's toughest challenge of the season. Detweiler in the option, pitch right side, Schmelzley. He's got room to run, he's got the first down and more. Breaks the tackle, and he is in for the touchdown. One play, one score, Axel. Now really controlling this one. It is 42-12. Things are looking good for Axel, going 3-0 to start this season. Schmelzy with his second rushing touchdown of the day. Okay, while they're going for two, looking to throw it. Schmelzy's open, a bit of a screen in the end zone. Got away with an offensive pass interference, and it is incomplete over through Schmelzy there. But either way, Axtell starting to really hit their groove, both offensively and defensively. We'll take a break after the 27-yard touchdown from Brandon Schmelzy. It's 42-12. Axtell leads Clifton Clyde here on our Game of the Week on KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Land Radio.
Brandon Schmelzy, a 27-yard touchdown on one play on that drive, and the kickoff is underway by Detweiler, rolls to the 9-yard line, finally picked up by Slater, the 15 to the 20, fumbles it out of bounds, and 20-yard line is where Clifton Clyde will start their third drive of this second half. So again, one play, 27 yards on a rushing touchdown by Brandon Schmelzy. That drive is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, 42-12 is our score. Your score brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. 5:33 to go in the third. The demeanor in this game has really shifted since the break. Long takes a snap. Goes to his left immediately, throws off his back foot, and that is going to be caught for a first down at the 32-yard line. Ooh. Drayden Reed once again on a 12-yard reception. That was just a prayer right there. That is Long's first completion of this second half.
Reed was good.
Very much needed that one. Trying to get something going. By the way, they actually moved it to the 31-yard line, so an 11-yard play. Long from the gun from the far side hash. Harrison in motion, and a whistle and a flag, and that's going to go against Clifton Clyde. The false start against VC is, let's say, the Eagles, but of course, both teams being the Eagles. I think it's 1st and 15 from the 26-yard line. Axel's defense finally really starting to hit a groove. 9:54 left in the second quarter was the last time at Clifton Clyde has had a touchdown. Since then, Axel's defense really stepping up to the plate. Fake pitch. Long keeps it, and once again, sniffing it out is Owen Strothman. Bring him down pretty much with one hand. Fantastic job. Still able to get 2 yards out of it, but either way, Strothman, beautiful play on defense for Axtell. Well, that was actually my bad. I had the wrong side of the ball on the wrong side of the line there. Take the handoff, dump it off. Fahey gets hit and thrown down by Detweiler at the 27-yard line, gain of 2, third down and 13. That is Fahey's second catch of the day. And if they don't convert on this third down, we'll see if maybe they try to go for it on fourth down and long, or fourth down, whatever it is. Things are starting to get a little bit desperate here, down by 30 against the number one team in 8-man 2. Long takes the handoff, keeps it, and miscommunication. That's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Mason Slater was unaware of who got the ball and was kind of just standing there. Could have been blocking. So that'll be a 2-yard loss. It'll be fourth down and 15. I think Slater thought that Long was handing the ball off and he thought that he was out of the play, but he very much wasn't. It looks like they are going to punt it with Slater booting it away once again. So lower one, Detweiler can't return it because it bounces out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Yet another stop by the Axtell defense. Axtell did have the number one scoring defense in the entire state a year ago. Struggled a little bit in their opening game versus Care Paravel, where they actually trailed 26-22, but came all the way back, outscoring the Latin school 60-18 in the final 24 minutes. And, of course, last week defeating Hartford 54-0. 2:36 to go in this third quarter. Detweiler, chance to lay it on sick with another touchdown. Detweiler drops back, looks to his right under pressure, gets away from it, breaking a couple tackles, pump fakes, shoving a man down onto the ground, a beautiful stiff arm, and gets the first down. Put nose guard Kansas Damon on his back after a gain of 11. Actually, they'll stay closer to gain of 10. This is a grown man move by Isaac Detweiler. First and 10 from the Axtell 25. Clifton Clyde looking for their third stop of the game. Keeper for Detweiler. Don't think it was supposed to be that way. He just kept it, and he's able to get a nice yardage of first down after bouncing to the far side. Gain of 11 that time. 9 carries for 37 yards on the ground for Detweiler. He's 15 for 22 over the air with 170 passing yards. He had 160 at the break, but now Axtell starting to go to the ground a little bit more. 1:51 to go in the third. Third quarter going a little bit faster since Detweiler going to the ground a little bit more. Throws it near side. Kosh Melsley all alone. And there he goes. He is gone. Melsley touchdown. 55 yards. Melsley with his third touchdown of the day, first receiving touchdown. He has 179 yards of total, of scrimmage yards on the day. As for Detweiler, 3 games in a row with 4 passing touchdowns. That game against Care Paravel, he also had 4 rushing touchdowns. Detweiler hands it off. Schmelzley bounces to the outside. He's got it. 2 more. 50-12. Now our score. And they are laying it on thick here in this third quarter. We'll send it to a break. Axtell, dominant here in Clyde. You're on our Game of the Week on KMZA.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Well, Axtell did it again. Another touchdown from Brandon Schmelzley. His third of the day. 1:43 left to go here in the third quarter. Axtell leads it 50-12 over Clifton Clyde. Definitely did not expect this result here this afternoon. As they kick it away, Slater backs up and it's over his head into the end zone. Actually, that was Haas that was there to return that one. So we'll start from their own 15-yard line. Mercy Rule is 45 points, so a stop and score once again would end our ball game. Talk about a team that's just so well coached. This Axtell team able to score four consecutive touchdowns to start this game. And then come out of the break white hot and get three more scores. Now whistle and we have some illegal motion, so it'll be a flag. So make it first and 15 now. And things just kind of going from bad to worse here. Long in the gun. Going to go to the far side, scrambles to his right, throws, and miscommunication as Reed, as soon as the ball is let go, he started to move away from the ball, and ball's incomplete. Reminder that we're going to be in Frankfurt coming up next week, Donovan West in Frankfurt. All starts with our Friday Night Fever, presented by GN Banks, myself, Brandon Tatman. Breaking down all the games going on, previewing every single game in the Northeast Kansas area. Pre-game from the stadium starting at 6:45, kickoff at 7. Pump fake running up the middle. Going to the left side is Trent Long, and he'll be taken down after a gain of 3. Long has been very effective on the ground, but he has not been able to really get anything going here in the second half. 7 carries, 4 of them have gone for a loss. In their win last week, Axtell allowed just minus 3 yards total. And Long, with those 7 carries, that comes out to minus 1 yards. He had 109 yards going into the half. On the ground now has 108. Empty backfield, Long looking to throw, he gets hit, and he's going to be taken down in the end zone. Is that a safety? Yes, it is! Owen Strothman, who else? He has been unbelievable since the second quarter. And that makes it 54-12.
They ran
46 seconds left here in this third quarter. And Axel will get the ball back. So it has just been tale of two halves. It was 20-12 at one point. Since then, Axel's defense really ramped up. And their offense has not slowed down. So a free kick coming from their own 15-yard line. It'll be Reed punting it away. Schmelzley and Detweiler back to return for Axtell. Waiting on something here. Now we're ready to go. And there's the boots. It's a good one. Back over Detweiler's head. And at the 6-yard line, I'll return it. He has the lane. 25. And good tackle for Clifton Clyde on that play to prevent the touchdown. That was by Trexton Koch.
Yeah.
Jackson Heights leads Pleasant Ridge 35-14 at the end of the third quarter. At the end of three also, Royal Valley leads Riverside 15-6. And Linden and Frankfort went final 50-0 for that one via the mercy rule. Detweiler. Throw far side, caught by Brockstrom. At the 30, trying to get to the 35 fighting, and he'll be taken out right at the 35-yard line. Gain of 8. Brockstrom with his fourth catch of the day, first of this second half. 27 yards with his touchdown. 10 seconds left in the third. Clock is stopped for the second down play. Empty backfield from their own 35-yard line. High snap, run up the middle. First down, Detweiler crosses the field to the 38. And that is how... Well, maybe not as the clock. I forgot the clock stops to move the chains. Now the clock moves after that gain of 6. And that will be the final play of the quarter. So Axel's offense and defense are both humming. And we have 12 minutes left. We'll see if they can keep it up and possibly send us home early with the mercy rule with one more touchdown. Our score 52-12. Favor of Axel here in Clifton Clyde. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on KMZA.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is re-shingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
12. Axtell out of the break. Detweiler scrambling to his left. Fires deep. Roxerman makes the catch at the 15 and then loses the football. Oh, they're going to say he's incomplete, didn't make a football move with possession. That was very close to ending it right there. 11:54 left to go in the fourth quarter. 52-12, Axtell leads Clifton Clyde again. One more touchdown. That will be the end of our game. Detweiler 17 for now 24 with 233 yards, four passing touchdowns on his day. Sabetha defeated Jefferson West 57-0, another mercy rule. That one just finalizing. Flip to the left on the option. Schmelzley, 45-30, 35-20. Cubs back to the middle, and he is gone. Touchdown, Schmelzley. And that one will do it. Another rushing touchdown for Brandon Schmelzley, this time from 39 yards out. And Axtell, mercy rules, Clifton Clyde. Did not expect that to be the outcome for today, as it is now 58-12. And that will do it. We'll go ahead and send it to a break, and we'll come back with some of your unofficial stats from today's contest. Again, your final score, Axtell wins it via mercy rule, 11:42 to go in the fourth, 58-12 over Clifton Clyde. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a True Value.
Kansaland Radio.
58-12 via the mercy rule. Definitely did not see that coming as one of the outcomes for today's contest. Thought this one was going to be a little bit closer. It was closer at the half. At one point, it was actually 20-12 with 9:54 left to go in the second quarter. But then Axtell's offense kept the momentum going. The defense is finally able to turn it on, and they were able to cruise to a 58-12 victory here in Clyde. Let's take a look at some of your unofficial stats for today's contest. First for Clifton Clyde, Trent Long went for 20 carries, 108 yards on his day. He had 7 carries in the second half for minus 1 yard. Paige Fahey had 5 carries for 9 yards. He had 2 carries for 14 yards in the second half. Trent Long over the air was 8 for 15 for 74 and a touchdown. And that touchdown was to Drayden Reed, who had 4 catches for 51 yards with that score. Paige Fahey also had 2 catches for minus 3 yards. William Haas had 1 catch for 20 yards. Mason Slater had 1 catch for 6 yards. As for Axtell, Isaac Detweiler, he goes 17 for 25 with 233 yards over the air, with 160 of those coming in the first half. Brendan Schmelzley has 7 carries for 109 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, also 5 catches for 109 yards, and a receiving touchdown. So same exact distances for rushing and receiving. Isaac Detweiler also had 10 carries for 43 yards. Eli Boxterman had 3 carries for 47 yards. He also had 4 catches and 27 yards with a receiving and rushing touchdown. Grady Bussing, he had 7 catches for 83 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns as well. So quite the offensive performance from Axtell. Once again, not getting to the full 48 minutes. So continue to try to give them their 48-minute point total as kind of their barometer for how amazing this offense is. Is it 95? I think with today, it's probably going to be right around there, maybe a little bit less, actually, now that I think about it. But either way, fantastic performance from Axtell offensively. Taking a look at the team stats, 10 yards per carry. How about that for Axtell? 199 yards, 20 carries, right at 10 yards per carry. As for Clifton Clyde, had 117 rushing yards, 4.7 yards per carry on 25 carries. And I mentioned 432 yards of total offense with 233 total passing yards, 74 passing yards for Clifton Clyde, 191 yards of total offense for them, with one turnover on the game being a interception by backup quarterback for Clifton Clyde, Jake Skokny. Well, we'll go ahead and take it to a break. We'll come back to wrap things up here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. We'll have our player of the game coming up next. That's brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Once again, our final score, Axtell 58, Clifton Clyde 12, here in our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Did you know that prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed major cancer among men? The incidence of prostate cancer increases with age, but is almost 100% survivable if caught early. In its early stages, not everyone experiences symptoms of prostate cancer. However, you should see your doctor if experiencing any of the symptoms, including problems with passing urine, loss of bladder control, blood in the urine, or pain in the hips, lower back, and chest. If you experience any of these symptoms, please speak with your physician at your hometown Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
If you like football, food, and family fun, join Farmer State Bank of Westmoreland Sunday, September 25th at the Onega Fairgrounds for a tailgate and Chiefs watch party. The event starts at 11 a.m. Chiefs versus Colts game is at noon. Food available from various vendors and a drink and beer garden. Casey Wolf will make an appearance, and there'll be inflatables, yard games, prizes, and a live radio broadcast. So bring your family and friends and enjoy a Chiefs watch party with Farmer State Bank of Westmoreland. It's Sunday, September 25th at the Onega Fairgrounds. Learn more at bankwithfarmers.com. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Final score, Axtell wins it 58-12 over Clifton Clyde with 11:46 left to go via the mercy rule. Let's now get to our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, this one was kind of a tough one. I was kind of going back and forth between Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelzley. I'll go and give it to Brandon Schmelzley, who had 218 scrimmage yards, who had 7 carries for 109 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns. He also had 1 receiving touchdown with 5 receptions and 109 receiving yards. So Schmelzley, he is our player of the game. Once again, a big thanks to the Farmer State Bank for sponsoring that. So here in our game of the week brought to you by Peru State College, Axtell wins in dominating fashion, mainly pulling away in the second half. 28-12 was the score at the half. Our final 58-12, and still have. Oh, are we back? I think we're back. Lost power there for a split second. But 58-12 is our final score as we wrap things up here from Clyde. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our Game of the Week. We'll be back again next week. Be sure to stay tuned for our Scoreboard Show brought to you by Community National Bank. Coming up next, getting you caught up on all of your area scores and highlights. That's going to do it here from Clyde, Kansas. Jared Sluppy signing off. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports...